diva. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
front line. Friday, I got the diva. Friday, Ebony. I got the diva. Friday, Ebony. I got the diva. Friday,
you're an artist. Business. Artists about your business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony B,
I got your diva. Hey, Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey, Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey, Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to
front line.
Friday. It's front line.
Friday. Welcome to front line.
Friday. It's front line. Friday. Hold up. Yo, this the wizard, J Dutch. You are now tuned in to the live Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
It's phenomenal, baby. Y'all know what time it is. We back in this thing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, broadcasting this thing live from Seattle, Washington, baby. Shout out to the West. Shout out to the North. Shout out to the South. Shout out to the East Coast. Everybody that's tuned in live all over the world. Frontline Friday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. We got a special guest. A special guest live in the building with us tonight. Dope Ass Music is going to be here. We're going to be getting all up in his Kool-Aid, interviewing him, and also showcasing some of his hot tracks. So big shout out to Cali. Big shout out to Oakland. Diva got nothing but love for y'all. Y'all make sure y'all call me up. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Also, you want to jump in my chat room, too? Yes, I got the chat room live and jumping. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Now, after we get to our amazing interview with Dope Ass Music, of course, I got a crazy indie music mix that I made. Big shout out to Freaker. We're going to get into that. And we're going to do the educate and regulate session. I got something for you small business owners out there. Did you guys know that 63% of small business owners rely heavily on word of mouth to find new employees? You would think it would be the internet. You would think it would be some type of agency, but no, word of mouth is what the employers or small businesses are doing to find qualified employees, and we definitely want to talk about how difficult that is as well. Also, you know, we're going to get into that taking the church speech to every time we on this show. Big shout out to everybody that supports Frontline Fridays. Big shout out to Phenomenal Radio because we do a phenomenal baby. Let's go ahead and get into a hot track right now by Dope Ass Music called Go Ahead. I love this track right here. And when we come back from this track, we're going to get here live in this interview with Dope Ass Music. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You on the front line. Got it?
I can't
help it. Shout out to Joe Jackson.
Okay, see, it's a party, y'all. Kinda like we's at Mardi Gras. Pour up a shot and have a ball. Everyone having fun, so it's carnival. Whether in the hood or in the club, a good time here don't need no gun. A party of one, you can still. have fun. Good hip hop, come and get you some. Get loose, obstacles and feel yourself. Leave your problems on the shelf, gone like no one else. The party on deck, get them hands up, please. Girls, curse that bag, put your hands on your knees. Brothers, have a blast, step like me. Feel good music, that's how I do it. That's the way it's supposed to be. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me. Grown folks slap, that's what I make. Dreads on the head, go ahead and shake.
Go and shake.
Popping that thing, look at all them cakes.
All them
your
cakes.
Cup empty, let me get you a drink.
Get a drink.
Going in till they shut it down. Be a fool with it, cause you know I'm a clown. No beef in here, just loving life. No cares anywhere, only for tonight. Pockets on full, so drinks on me. Girl, you look kinda young, let me see ID. On them poppin' looking good in that Gucci. It's almost done, cause it's almost one. Digging into me like a honey bun. I'm the party on Bacardi. Oh, the after party. That's where I'll be. Come enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
You already know how we getting in. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now live on the front line. Squad up. Let's go, baby. Dope-ass music. It's just an honor and a pleasure to have him here. And that was, go ahead, and if you want to get that track and hear more tracks by Dope-ass Music, go to www.reverbnation.com. Again, that's www.reverbnation.com. And put in Dope-ass Music or Dope Johnson. Just a little background before I bring him in. Dope Johnson, a.k.a. Dope Ass Music, it started in 1984. It became a hobby in 1988. He made his first album in 2004. Now this is the finished product of a two-year journey. Welcome to the movement, Dope Ass Music, the new sound of the Bay, Dope Johnson. Dope Johnson has been making a name for himself in the Oakland area. His music consists of lyrical metaphors over a heavy bass line that's ever so popular on the West Coast. He has now released his new single, Goddamn, which has been getting a great response thus far. Now, we can't sit here and tell you that he is the hottest rapper out, or he's the next, but we rather just let you go ahead and click and listen to his music right now on Frontline and check him out. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to show us some love and ask me some questions. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, go back to
Lord Jesus, I feel like a damn celebrity on this motherfucker right here. What's up, Diva?
I'm fine. Just curb the cursing. It's all right. What's going on, King?
Hey, I'm feeling good over here. I'm feeling good. That's why I said motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I know, like, we can't be cursing like that over here, Diva. You know what I'm saying? I gotta pretend like my grandma over here, like we in church.
Well, us. Take them to church. We never going to be taking them to church on the fourth 30-minute second hour of the show. But don't, wow, you've been doing a lot of great things. You got a lot of, you did a mixtape, which I was actually on. I did a little verse and a little something on there for that one. You've been doing a lot of collabs with a lot of artists. You were co-host on a radio station. Like, don't, what is it that you don't do?
Hey, I don't accept EBT. That's what I don't do. But other than that, I'm pretty open.
I don't take EBT.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't take EBT. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little brother. I don't eat that much. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to need you to come. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, but no, seriously, though, I'm just honored. Because, you know, when I first started 2 years ago, I just wanted people to hear my music, or I was just happy that people wanted to hear my music. Now, you know, to be blessed to have, you know, a radio show and to be able to collaborate with a lot of artists, not just one or two, but with a lot of artists, and everybody appreciates the music, and it's an absolute blessing. I can't wait for the future. You know, I'm so excited about it.
What's your favorite song thus far that you have made?
My favorite song I've ever made is Rapping Ain't a Job. And the reason why that's my favorite song, my mom would kill me if she heard me say favorite is, but I'm saying it anyway. My favorite song is because it means a lot to me, because rapping is not a job. To me, rapping is just like the same reason why you picked up a basketball when you were 8 years old and you played all the way until the time your knees gave out, because you love doing it. If you happen to get paid from it, great. But other than that, it's not a job. It's a love. It's a passion.
That's what's up. And for those who are tuning in now and those who just hearing you for the first time or haven't heard your music yet, where do they need to go right now on the web to check out your latest projects and even some of the stuff that you did 2 years ago up until now?
Okay, well, it's real easy. Now, I'm going to give my normal intro. This is your boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's. Team No Filter, West Coast, Bay Area, stand up. All you got to do is Google, and you'll find me. And call you guys remedial if this is your first time hearing me. So I'm going to just say, if you do not know how to spell Dope Ass Music without any S's or C's, that's DOPEAZZMUZIK. And you will find everything. I'm talking about everything from YouTube to MySpace to Facebook to, well, I don't have an Instagram. You know, that's for pretty brothers. You see, I'm not a pretty brother, so I don't have Instagram yet, but I might get one just so I can get my Google pages to 21.
I can definitely feel that. Let's go to the call lines and get some love. We got people on the line who want to ask you some questions. Of course, we're going to showcase more of your music. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Your queen. You're now live on the Front Line Squad. Y'all know how we do each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. Let's go to the lines. Let's go where I see our soldiers is at. 301-292, you on the front line. Holler at us.
What's going on? You know what I'm saying? It's the kid. Jay Biggs, you know what I mean?
Biggs is grabbing the building. Squad up, Biggs. You better come up in here like you at war. You're an artist on the front line. Let me hear you.
I'm chilling right now. I'm just cooling real quick. You know what I'm saying? Let my man Dope, you know, do his thing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dope. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Evan. Shout out to my man Jay Real. You know what I'm saying? I'll be on this mixtape coming out in April. So, shout out to them. Shout out to the dude, Tate Black. You know what I'm
saying? That's what's up. You got any questions for Dope-Ass Music? Man, yeah, you know, other than me, like, what's your favorite collab? Hey, shout out to my man, Jay Biggs, man. You know, my favorite, I don't really have a favorite collab. And the reason why I don't have a favorite collab is because each artist brought something different out of me that I didn't know was there before. Like, before I started, like, the very first mixtape, I was just happy to have people wanting to get on my beats, including you with the Make You Rain. And, I mean, and it was just a great honor to have artists, you know, of such caliber, you know, accentuate my music. So, you know, that's all I can say. And for the second mixtape, to be able to ask people, and you know, a few months later, oh yeah, dope, I'll get on the mixtape with you, because they know who I am now, and then all the relationships I developed because of the mixtape. You know, I look at a mixtape completely different. Like, you know, most people do a mixtape just to get their buzz up, which is great. But I actually use the mixtape to network with people and to create friendships. So, you know, of course, shout out to you, Jay Biggs, because, you know, we got two slappers, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? The bar is high for us, Jay Biggs. It's high for us.
yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just came in the joint, man. Show my respect, man. Pay respect where respect due. You know what I mean? Ain't gonna take no light away from you, man. You know you did your thing. You know what I'm saying? As long as I know you've been doing your thing, so you know, keep doing your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Also, I want to let everybody know. You know, March 30th is going down. Me, the homie DJ Genius. You know what I'm saying? We gonna put on a show out here. So,
Genius.
You know, yeah, shout out to my man, my partner, DJ Genius. We're going to put on a show, you know. I'm hosting that thing, you know, him on the ones and twos, me and my girl, Tony K, you know what I mean, from the DJ Genius Mix Show on Fridays at 11 a.m., you know, we're going to host the show, you know, and I'm going double back and I'm going to perform on it. So, you know, tune into that, check that out. We're going to stream it for all those that can't get in there. You know, we're going to stream it all over the internet, so. It's going to be a live stream for us, so make sure y'all check that out, man. Yeah,
we bring
the show to everybody with a computer, you know, so check that out, man. But, you know, this is about dope ass, you know. I just had to plug that thing real quick. And shout out to Blaster Thorpe.
This is about dope, but, hey, let me go ahead and plug this real quick.
Let me go ahead and plug. Let's get to the phone line so we can get more logs in. Y'all make sure y'all keep it short and sweet, because I'll cut your mic. Denia, for you, shout out live in the building. Denia is up in this thing. I appreciate my queen. She always comes through when she gets time of her busy schedule.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Denia,
what's good, Diva? Hey, Mr. Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's. What's going on, sir?
Denia, you know I miss you. You know,
I know I will be back on Monday. I've had choir practice for like since January, so I will be back on Monday. We actually have our show tomorrow, so I'll be back on Monday to talk about the Yellow Blaster Thoughts.
Now, you got any questions with Dope before we get to the next call?
I do. When are you bringing your punk butt to Chicago?
When it's not being cold. When it
stops
being cold.
So I'm going to see
you this
summer.
I'm going to see you this
summer. Right? All right, they got some dope ass artists out here. You need to come see what Chi-Town do and how we do it.
Oh, I already know. Look, I know there's two things in Chicago. Y'all got rappers and y'all got a lot of people. And great hot dogs. Great hot dogs. And a whole bunch of free stuff you can do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Chicago. You know,
yes,
but no,
yes.
Now, hey, you know, Denia, you know, I remember the very first time you was like, hey, dope, I sing. I'm like, you sing? You know what I'm saying? I was like, well, let me get you on the mixtape then. You know, and then, you know, you picked the beat, and, you know, the collaboration between you and the beat was great. You know, a lot of people responded well to it. So, I mean, I appreciate you once again, because from the very beginning, you supported me. But, you know, we both like real hip-hop, so it was inevitable.
Exactly.
Make sure y'all check out the jewelry, too. Make sure y'all check out the jewelry.
Oh, yeah. You can check out the jewelry and the song that I did with the collaboration I did with Dope on DeniaJoe.com. Everything's about it. You got jewelry, videos, and that song with Dope Ass Music, Let Me Go. Wow, so...
Let's go. Denia, stay here, baby. We ain't going nowhere. We stay in the call line. We're going to take another caller before we get into another hot track or another dope track by Dope Ass Music. Let's go to New York, baby. 347-320. You on the front line. Holla.
Dope, is that you?
Hey, that's my brother from another mother. Man, what's up, Terry?
What's good, man?
All right,
what's
all right,
going
all right.
On?
Yeah.
What's life like, man?
Hey, man, it's all gravity. Hey, you know, Queen, right now, you know what I'm saying, I just sent out a few texts, you know, so for my people to call through. And what I feel so blessed about is that the relationships I built with these people, that it's not about the music. It's just about the real, you know, the real connection. Yeah, music is a vessel for it, but I get this kind of love because, you know what I'm saying, I give it out. And I'm so humble because I get it back. So, you know, hey, Maturi, I appreciate you for calling in, bro. I know you're probably with Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? I know it's cold outside. You know what I'm saying? But for you to take your time out to call in, you know what I mean? I appreciate it.
That's all good. That's all day, fam. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to get my collab in. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh. You got any shout-outs you want to give?
You said what happened? Nah, you really just support to my man to them, man. You know what I'm saying? Dope is a good nigga, man, and everything that he do, he deserve. You feel me? So I was just calling in to just big up that nigga, man. But shout out to you and to Frontline. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Brooklyn, say Frontline. Okay, we'll take that. We'll take that. That's my promo baby right there, Brooklyn.
That's what I'm talking about. Excited, Brooklyn. We gotta get our Frontline Friday T-shirt. Go make it happen. I'm gonna mail one out tomorrow. Word up. I appreciate you. You already know we on the front line with dope ass music. Frontline Friday showcase and interview and promote nothing but the hottest in the industry or in and out of the industry. We got the indies on lock. All the hot indie artists and their music live right here on Frontline Fridays. If you want to get interviewed or promoted and showcased, all you got to do is hit Diva Ebony B up at 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739. Or you can send me an email at divaspotent1@gmail.com. That's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Let's get into some hot music by Dope Ass Music. He's a California boy. Check his license plate.
Your boy CBD's back in the building. This is going on my mixtape. DPD, DOPE, Mr. Googleable.
I'm a California boy, check my life.
No S, no C. Westside, stand up.
Back in the zone, California's my home. The sunshine and trees, constantly feeling the breeze. Quick, got us moving and shaking, it's a daily vacation.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
Moving up in the hills where every day is a thrill. Dollar stacking automatics, what these brothers be packing. Staying on our toes, ballerina these hoes.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
California's the spot, whether you like it or not. Where the suns and guns keep it constantly hot. So we back in heat like it's 20 degrees. We might have been cruising the paint, we abuse game time, crunch time. In the paint we bruise, we're not here to lose. On alarm, no snooze, so we win on the web. Never second best, going for the ring. So that full breast we bring, pushing cans of V8, that's only time we lean. Loving the color green, stacking dollars to the ceiling. Loving the feeling, wanting a million, willing and dealing the women. So appealing, it's a paradise, it's murder, and we constantly killing. Best or a must in killing Cali, we constantly bust. It's in the surf, in the turf, and also God we trust. It's a wild west, leave your face down in the dust.
Welcome to the wild, wild west, baby.
Back in the zone, California's my home. The sunshine and trees, got me feeling the breeze. Quake got us moving and shaking, it's a daily vacation.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
Moving up in the hills where every day is a thrill. Dollar stacking automatics, what these brothers be packing. Staying on our toes, ballerina these hoes.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
We pushing the zone, slow down for the cone. Watch out for the backdoor cut, pick up roads. Leave you leaking from the nose. Cheerleaders on the side, never trusting them hoes. It's a hardwood out here, killing instincts on the court. Blood sport, so the last shot, oh I got wet net, I never came to fear. Shot clock, tick, tick, ticking. You better pay attention. Take out the best play with my D, take the present. Send the shit back, off the shot, cause we shoot back. Shot when I play, grip the spot. Black mama on the mama, assassinate your block. Start not when I cock, leave a clock, Jamaica style stupid. Who knew we won the game, take back to back game. Take the rest for the West, playoffs only for the best. Prime time, main line, nothing but gang.
I'm a California boy, take my license plate.
get real smooth on you right now. Hold
I'm
on.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
California spot, whether you like it or not. Where the sun's and guns keep it constantly hot. So we back in heat like it's 20 degrees. We mob and cruise in the paint we abuse. Game time, crunch time, in the paint we bruise. We're not here to lose, on alarm to snooze. So we win on the west, never second best. Going for the ring, so devil press we bring. Pushing cans of V8, that's the only time we lean. Loving the color green, stacking dollars in the ceiling. Loving the feeling, wanting a million, willing and dealing. The women so appealing. Gates of paradise is murder, and we constantly killing. Fist or a must, then kill it, Kelly, we constantly bust. It's in the surf, in the turf, and also God we trust. It's the Wild West, leave your face down in the dust.
Welcome to the Wild Wild West, y'all.
Turn your volumes up, come on everybody, time to turn your volumes up, turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up, come on everybody, time to turn your volumes up, turn it up, till your speakers scream, leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream, turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up, turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Eva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me, there's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Eva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on everybody, time to turn your volumes up, turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on everybody, time to turn your volumes up, turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up, turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
When you see me, salute. It's Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Listen. Left, right, left, right, left. Hope, salute. It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Tex general out here. And you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon. And right about now, you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay. And that boy Tay Black at Tay Black 84 on Twitter is Frontline Fridays.
Squad up, it's your girl Diva Ebony B, aka Diva Mary Kay, aka Miss Motivation. It's phenomenal, baby. Y'all know how we doing it each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. We got dope ass music up in this thing. I'm a California boy, check my license plate. Let's talk about that track, though. Let's talk about California. I really like that track. How did it all come about? Where did your motivation come from? And we're going to go to the phone line. We see y'all.
Well, on that one, you know, a lot of times, I guess I have my shoulder because people say that on the west, you know, all we do is talk about we get a lot of flack on the west coast about our music. So a lot of times I just want to represent the west coast to the fullest. And, you know, when I was watching the Laker game, and I used a lot of the metaphors for life, as if it would pertain to basketball. So that was my motivation for that, was I wanted to showcase, you know, how lyrically we could be, and also, you know, use basketball, which is, I use basketball metaphors a lot, for life. So that's where that came in at. You know, I always want to represent the West to the fullest, because I'm a California boy.
Check my license plate.
Check my license plate.
Let's go to the call line and get some more love. 510-809, you on the front line. Squad up. Who we got? 510-809, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Queen, welcome.
I was just giving a shout out to my boy Dope, and I'm quite sure he knows who this is.
I know who that is. Is that Lady Love Music?
Shut up, stupid. No, but I just want to support you. I thought you was going to be busy and no luck, huh?
Hey, I appreciate it. I do. I greatly appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I just want to give support to show you that I'm here and keep up the good job.
Thank you so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. Peace, King. Queen, we appreciate that. You already know, Dope is getting turned up on the front line each and every Friday. Let's go and get some more love. 330-373, you're now on the front line. Who we got?
Yo, what up? It's your boy Shaka coming through, representing my dude, boy Dope. You know what it is.
Ooh.
And what up? It do, Shaka Mike? Nah, man.
What up? What up? What up? What up?
You hear me? Hey, shout out to Shaka Mike, because you know what I'm saying, that I Love my City remix, you know what I'm saying, that still goes so hard in the pain. I remember I sent it to Diva.
Oh,
and
you,
Diva,
I love that.
I love it. So, shout out to my man Shaka Mike, you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
I got like more collabs with him than anybody except us.
Hell yeah, I was just coming through to show my support, you know what I'm saying, bro. You know you got my support all the way, 100%.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, Shaka, let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, where you doing this, you know, let you on the show, you know what I'm saying, you know, go ahead and give you a shout out, you know, and let them know where they can find you at and stuff, you know what I'm saying, because these drama people, I want y'all to, it's not just about me, because when y'all shine, I shine, because I wouldn't be where I'm at if it wasn't for y'all. So go ahead, man, just let them know.
I don't know what you're talking about, though, but you're the most person in this whole industry that puts the most work in, that does it all the time, 24/7. So I don't need no time right now. The person that needs time right now is you, because you're trying to make it out the gutter. You feel me? You be doing it, your grind 24/7. So I give it all to you. People don't need to know where I'm at. People need to know where you at. And that's why we do California Day. You know what I'm saying? So fuck that. So you know what it is.
I want to know where you are. Hold on. We got to pop the brakes. I want to know where you at, because, of course, I listen to the track that Dope was talking about. But Diva wants to know where you at, how to get to your music, where to find you at. You are
all right, all right, all right.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Oh, shit. Well, you know, y'all can find me at Shaka Mike 1 on Twitter, even though I don't get on my Twitter. You can follow me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Follow me at Shaka Mike, and you know what I'm saying? Just go on YouTube, check me out, you know what I'm saying? I just did the original video for I'ma Love My City, you know what I'm saying? We gonna work in the making to get a I'ma Love My City remix video out there shortly, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to travel to Cali and see my boy Dope, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, just follow me at Shaka Mike 1 on Twitter, you know, just hit my line. You know you got my number now, 330-373-8511. So anybody can hit me up, you know, I'm down with networking and shit. So just get at me, you got your boy Shaka, whatever.
For sure. Big shout out to Shaka Mike for coming through. Dope, you got it turned up, man. That's how we do it each and every Friday on the front line. Let's go to another call and squad up before we get into more of this music. And we're going to jump into the Educate and Regulate session. Y'all know how we do it. 909 squad up, J Real.
You already know what it is. Shout out Dope Ass Music and Joe Jackson, goddammit. Yeah. Beat them kids in the stardom. You understand me? It's that South Central, baby. J. Real the Realist. You already know. Look, what's going on, Dope? Diva, Queen, how you doing?
Tao, Tao.
Hey, man,
my
man, J. Realist, you is the realist.
Man, I try. I mean, Tuesdays, Thursdays, between 2 and 4, I try, you know. But I'm definitely calling in. I've been on since the show started. Definitely listening in. Always enjoy your music, your energy. And that is one of the things I wanted to ask you, you know, for those who don't know how us, you know, Californians get down, you know, how do you maintain that level of energy? How do you maintain it and keep it? Every time I hear you, you're very boisterous. You own, it seems like you own all the time. And I know that's hard for some of us artists to just maintain that type of figure at all times, you know, being that dope ass person that you are.
you know, it is. And I guess the biggest thing is I realize that, first of all, people are going to gravitate to you if you're powerful, if you're shiny. You know what I'm saying? If you're just a dull penny, ain't nobody going to pick you up. But I don't care if you're a shiny penny. I don't care if you're a penny. They're going to pick you up because you're shiny. So that's how I feel. I feel like I need to be that way. And I'm naturally animated. I naturally have good energy, thanks to Man Upstairs. But then another thing is, you know, failure is not an option. So I got to keep grinding, especially because I don't want to be like, man, dope, you're a failure. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't be dope-ass music, and I'm making whack-ass music, or I'm making same-ass music. So, you know, I definitely got to keep pushing. And then my strive to succeed is so powerful. You know, I put a plan in motion, and pretty much that's how I view it. So, like, I wanted to get, you know, paid shows, so I figured out a way to do that. I wanted to get, you know, I wanted to do a mixtape, so I figured out how to do that. I wanted to get on the radio, so I figured out a way to do that. So every time I put a plan in motion, that's pretty much, you know, I go for the gusto, because failure's not an option. Shout out to my dad, you know what I'm saying? That was his saying, failure's not an option. So, hey, but Jay Reels, I appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, West Coast stand up. You already know. You know what I'm saying? If you have a New Bay area.
Man, you know, I'm finna be up there in a minute, man. I was talking to my boy Turk Talk, man. He just touched down today, man. We might have to go have a lunch in or something.
Man, no doubt. Now, I mean, all day, every day. You know, and I'm always down for collabos. Man, for anybody that want to collaborate with me, I'm always down for collabos because, like I said, every artist that I collaborate with, as long as you don't have a severe speech impediment, you know what I'm saying, it makes the song hotter. You're saying you can't have no severe. You can have a little one, you know what I'm saying, but not a severe one where we can't tell you your C's from your K's and stuff like that. So, hey, shout out to my baby, Jay, really quick.
I appreciate it, bro.
I'm still laughing at Tope. I don't know what's wrong with that, man. Well, at least you put it out there. Diva Spot Radio.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
We done got to the second part of the show. We're going to go ahead and educate and regulate them, and let's go ahead and make it happen. Each and every Friday, we have an educate and regulate session, and we bring something to the people to educate, motivate, so they can regulate their situation. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Let's go ahead and call it.
Time to educate and regulate. Time to educate and regulate. Time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Come on. Time to educate and regulate. Time to educate and regulate. Time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, go on to the front. Hey Queen, go on to the front. Hey Queen, what you do from? On the front line, Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, go on to the front. Hey Queen, go on to the front. Hey Queen, what you do from? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Let's go ahead and get into this thing. Big shout out to Ask Carly for that hot drop right there. We're trying to educate and regulate. Now, I know the unemployment rate is very, very high right now. When it came down some, let's say that, it did come down some. But did you guys know, according to .com, they sent this to me and I thought it was very interesting. 63% of small business owners rely heavily on word of mouth to find new employees. As they struggle to find qualified employees, word to mouth stops the list of ways small business owners find new employees, topping both employee referrals and the internet. It is a struggle for small businesses to find qualified employees. Small business owners are struggling to find qualified employees to fill job vacancies. Despite the overall slow economy and the reported high unemployment rates, recent results from a survey of 601 small business owners by Gallup highlighted just how difficult it is for small business owners to find qualified candidates. Of the small business owners who reported to the survey, 23% responded that it is very difficult to find right qualified employees for their businesses. And 30% responded that it's somewhat difficult.
That means that more than half of small business owners who responded are having difficulties in finding qualified candidates, despite the fact that it would seem that with a high unemployment rate, there should be more candidates very qualified for each job and vacancy. I want to get y'all feedback on that. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, what you do something? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, what you do something? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Dope Ass Music, what do you think about that? That small business owners are finding it difficult to find qualified employees. Maybe it's not the fact that people, that there's not any jobs out there. Maybe it's not enough qualified people.
You know, a lot of times there isn't a lot of, qualified people. I mean, it's real. You know, because a lot of times what happens is they don't want to spend the money to research to find the people that fit here. So they're trusting your judgment.
I remember there was a time that you used to get trained. At any job, you're supposed to be trained. Even if you are experienced and you have skills, there should be some type of training that you receive within the company. You wouldn't necessarily let somebody just come up in your business. And I'm going to go from the top of the line, too, with Jay Diggs. I want to get his feedback, too. But I remember at a time with any job, you're supposed to be trained. And I guess with the economy being down now, it's too costly to train employees. They want you to come prepared and already have it. But, you know, that's crazy for small business owners. And also, I'm a small business owner, but here's the thing. Anybody that has a business license or has an LLC or any type of, if you're registered, you should be hiring minors too. I was so excited to get my paper in the mail stating that my license was qualified or upgraded to hire minors. And it's not that our youth going to be out in the street drugging and bugging, dealing and willing. They need an outlet. There is no more summer program, or if they are, they're limited to about 20 to 30 youth. But here's the thing. If you own the business or if you run in the business or however you look at it, you should be hiring some youth. Get some youth on your team, because what you're going to be able to do for them is, first of all, they're going to get those job skills. They need that. They need work experience. They need some money. So, you know, I would encourage everybody that has a business and who are registered, have their business registered, I would encourage you to hire the youth, at least for the summer. It's only 3 months. So that ain't going to hurt your pocket. Let's go to Jay Biggs. Jay, holla at us, baby. What do you think about, 64% of small business owners not being able to find qualified employees for their business?
Honestly, what I would say is, what you said about hiring youth is probably the catalyst of it. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta have the youth. I think a lot of businesses right now in this climate, in this economy, they just scared to hire the wrong person. You know what I mean? And they're not trained. One, like you said, they're not training. And I think the major thing that businesses need to get back to that really worked out real good in the Bill Clinton administration is a lot of businesses, they need to hire, start looking at people's character. You know what I mean? Not necessarily like if they got in any trouble or, what they passed. You got to run a background check, but, look at people's character. You know, a lot of times you could be, you know, you could be all type of degree, certificate up. You could have your doctorate, master's, whatever degree. But then you get in the job and you don't know how to work. You can't physically do work. You see what I mean? You got all the book smarts in the world, but you can't do the manual labor or whatever it takes to do that job. So what happens is you have a high, you become part of this high turnover rate. And I think, you know, that's really where that's the catalyst for everything. You know what I mean? We're not hiring people that actually want to work, that have a passion for the work that they are hiring them for.
I can definitely feel that. You definitely going to need, I would definitely want somebody that's on my team and not necessarily working for me, but to have the passion. And that's why I chose to do what I do. Like, when I got back out in the job market and when I was in school, I said, I want to look for a job that I would do for free. And I just happened to find a retail store in the mall called Fuego. It's like a diva closet. I don't go to work. I go to a diva closet every day and have fun with women. Word up. And they work on my terms. I love it. I get a good discount. So, like, why are you out there job searching? I think people, because a job can be just over broke, but I think people are so concerned with the money that they don't realize you may be able to get this job, but you're going to be miserable. And if you're miserable and you can't enjoy your money, it defeated your damn purpose. Let's look to the night. Howl at us, baby. What do you think about this?
Amen. I think the biggest thing is this. Why are the people unskilled? Well, y'all decided to take out the trades from the high schools. That's where people were getting their skills. Y'all took away all the apprenticeships because you didn't want to pay nobody. So why do y'all want everybody to work for free? And they wonder why these people are coming out unskilled. People are coming out, you know, going to school, paying $80,000 in debt and working for $20,000, $30,000 jobs. I have seen... The advertisements for jobs. They want a college degree, but you want to pay them $25,000. Really? You know how much somebody just paid to get out of the day and go to school? Yeah, so for them to be like, oh, we're having issues finding people that are qualified for the jobs. Well, when are y'all doing apprenticeships? Have y'all thought about doing apprenticeships? Are you working with youth? Are you going and, you know, have you taken the time to volunteer in these schools and teach these kids these skills? No. So when they start doing that, then they can start complaining about, oh, there's nobody qualified to do the job. Train them, period.
I'm right now, Queen. Don't hurt nobody. Mama guns over there. I see that big shotgun. Fall off two bills. Wow, wow. She, wow. Tonight is ready. She just, listen, God bless my gun for you, Queen. Wow. Let's go ahead to Materi. Materi, what you think about this situation station right here? Holla at us.
Oh, man, I think that the way the world is going now, you know, you're probably better off owning your own business, you know what I'm saying? And I really don't know what the hell we're talking about because I was watching a Heat game. My fault. I mean, I'm with y'all. I was watching a Heat game, and the Heat won. It's cool. I just wasn't really studying the whole combo like that, but what I thought I heard you say, I'm going to just give you a story. When I was in school, you know what I'm saying, I liked to do, like, the stock marketing thing. Like, I was really into stocks and NASDAQ and NYSE, all that, you know, stock exchange. So I went to a little stock exchange place and, like, got an internship there. But, I went there on my own, like, yo, you know, I'm working at school doing this and I really like it, so I'm going to try to learn more about it. And the dude that saw me was like, yo, you know, you look ambitious, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put you on, and I want you to come back up here during Saturdays. And, like, he made me come through on the weekends to learn just to see if I would even come, you know what I mean? But I did, and, you know, it paid off because I learned a lot. But I think now more so in this kind of economy, you got to have that drive and ambition, you know what I'm saying? And just do certain things, even if it isn't instant gratification, you know what I mean?
You said two key words is drive and ambition. Those are the most important things. If you are, whatever you're trying to push, if you start a t-shirt business, even if you start a candy store, sell a lemonade. You know, drive and ambition is very important. And what's most important is educating yourself. I just came from a meeting yesterday, and
you know, the business owner, he wanted to get advertising and promotion, which was great. But then the thing about it is he's trying to get his license or get passed. When you open up a food restaurant, you got to get clear about the Department of Health. The DOH is not playing. Like, they strict to the book. But I was like, okay, well, let me see your menu. He had a menu wrote out. I'm like, well, let me see your business card. He had his business card. And I'm like, look, before you can be able to do anything or talk about advertising promotion, you need a couple of key things. The first thing is your license, your business license, which you should have educated yourself first. After you get your business license, you get your inventory. Nothing happens until somebody sells something. And that's just real. After you get your inventory in order, then you want to get your staff. After you get your, because you're going to need people in places. If you a cook, how you going to cook and take orders at the same time? Or if you do an advertising promotion, you're going to need a lot more people on your team. Now, after you done got your license, your inventory, and your inventory consists of the product that you're selling, your promotional packages put together, your menu put together with the menu. This is a package. It's visual. They can see it. They got the price. They got what they look. They see what they're going to pay for. Everything is complete. Then you get your staff on staff, and then you start your promotion and advertising. There's a way that you have to do this, guys. And for all you business out there that's trying to cut corners, even don't do monkey business. And I feel this to dope, and dope laugh so hard. But it's true. Professionals don't do business with niggas. Niggas do business with niggas. But professionals will sell services to niggas. There's a big difference. And it's not to bring none of the people down, but there's a difference between professional business and nigga business. And y'all know what that is. I want to get Shaka Mike feedback on this one and then go to J Real the Real. Shaka Mike, give me your feedback on 64% of small businesses are having problems finding qualified employees.
Well, yeah, I understand that, you know, because, you know, we in an economic crisis right now. You know, it's so hard to find, like Dope said, it's so hard to find qualified people nowadays that it's just unreal. You know, maybe these young kids' generations, you know, even if they do go to college, college education ain't enough. They got to go to college for 6 years, maybe 8 years, you know. 4 years ain't enough. 2 years ain't enough. So you gotta expand your experience, you know what I'm saying? You might have to go to college to be a business owner. You might have to go to college to be a lawyer. You might have to do two different things. You might have to go to college to be a journalist. You know, that's what your profession is. That's not what anybody else is saying, you know. Just because people won't do stuff with black people don't mean nothing. You know, I love doing stuff with black people because they give me the business of the doubt, you know, because I'm a white boy, you know, because, you know, they just give me the benefit of the doubt. So that's why I work with black people because they cool as fuck. They make my day, you know what I'm saying? They make me laugh like dope, you know what I'm saying? We just get it in. So, you know, maybe in the long run you just need to expand your profession and maybe you need to expand your horizon and do something, you know, just like Midori said, you know, you need to have that ambition, you need to have that strive, you need to have that motivation to clamp onto that shit and do something with your life. You know, you can't sit back and just take a back seat to the ride. You need to do it all full force and hands on. So that's what I think about it. So that's what I got to say.
I think that's really cool, too. You got to get your hands in there. You got to get your hands on experience. And big shout out to my ex-husband, too. Big shout out to you, John. You working hard, Nigerian. I ain't mad at you, baby. But he said one thing. He said, Ebby, you got to have three incomes. You need to have a job, a business that you're running, and a side legal hustle. He was like, because you never know when one of those incomes is fell, is going to fall or going to decrease. And he was right. A job sometimes is just over broke. And then the business that you run, you want to be a business owner. It's not that it's not enough jobs. It's not enough business owners. I love being the business owner. It makes me happy. The tax break at the end of the year is wonderful. It's just a great thing, and it gives you a self of accomplishment to start your own business. You want to have your business that you pass on to your kids' kids, or your brothers and sisters. Just think about all the family members that came home from jail and can't get work. You can hire them. You can hire the felon. It's your company. You can do what you want to do. Jay, give us your feedback, and then
we're going
to get into this hot indie mix. Let's go.
Well, I wanted to just bring up two short points. As you know, I mean, I'm a little long-winded. So
that motherfucker
can
do shit.
Now, first of all,
he thought it ain't gonna be short. You know, he ain't
I'm
short.
Well, the first thing I wanted to say is that due to the whole situation, it's really a shame because we live in a country that after the Industrial Revolution, where you had machines taking over jobs of many people,
mm-hmm.
the independent person or the independent job owner was encouraged. You know, that was what the American thing was. Hey, be independent, create your own individual business, hire your own people because we no longer need you in these factories because we have machines to do it. But that it's like real shame. That's what I'm saying about that. Now, second of all, I see opportunity for entrepreneurship here. Now, where do we go to? Now, the people who do have the qualified skills and the people who are looking for jobs, they usually go to like a monster.com or these sites that are send you to the job leads or whatnot, or even to different training. Now, imagine if we had something like that for the independent business owner and the individual who is looking, who has these skills to find a job. Now, you know these people are looking word of mouth. Hey, Bob, you know somebody who can do this? Yeah, I know John down the way. He's pretty good at that. Now, what if Bob, the business owner or whatnot, had an opportunity to go someplace where he can find these individuals? Maybe this is something we need to start looking at. There's always a pot of gold. You know, there's always a positive to be pulled out of a negative situation, and if this is what we're facing, then maybe we need to come together and say, hey, Diva, you can train radio personalities. Me and Dope and Spaceheads can teach them how to write, and, you know, I'm just using these specific examples, but what I'm saying is that maybe this is an opportunity for us to step our business game up, our entrepreneurship up, and instead of looking at it as a bad situation, say, hey, maybe we can create some avenues where these people can get this proper training and be led in the direction of these business owners who are lacking the employee. I'm done with that.
Big shout out to Mr. Michaels on the check-in. Definitely appreciate you. I'm glad that you're enjoying the topic. This is how we do, baby. It's phenomenal. Y'all make sure y'all check us out on phenomenalradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's phenomenalradio.blogspot.com. Check out our stats. Check out our Indie Spotlight. Check out our Underground Railroad. Check out our Extra Voice. Also, artists who need to get their music registered, get played and get paid. Go to www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. And click on the Get Played, Get Paid. And check out all our DJs over there. Check out our radio personality. Check out our one stand for the DJs. We are a one-stop shop. You can get your graphics done over there. You can get your music heard and showcased and promoted. You can get brand management. You can get education as far as on your business, as far as branding yourself, promotion, tips. You can find other radio stations. We got radio stations on our pallets all over the world. You can be in Canada somewhere and find a radio station that's rocking with Phenomenal, because we are phenomenal, baby. That's how we get down.
Phenomenal Radio. Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
Yes, feel the music when we come through. Y'all,
your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio.
Each and every day, I turn on Phenomenal and live in a phenomenal way. Let's get into a hot indie mix that Diva made. I made this hot indie mix. I'm going to be honest. I made it about 30 minutes before the show.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, shout out to Diva, man. And I heard that King David you was slapping. Hey, that go to work,
oh,
too.
Yes, big shout out to King David, he slaps. Big shout out to Slim the Phenomenon, he slaps. Big shout out to Slate Soul, he slaps. Yeah. Big shout out to J Real the Realist, dope ass music, they slap. Man, you gotta love this thing, man. I'm loving it. I'm having fun with this life. Y'all make sure y'all have fun with y'all situation. When you stop having fun with what you're doing, that's when you know you're doing something wrong. Think about it. When you stop doing what you love doing, that's when you're doing something wrong. When you become aggravated and frustrated, that's when you know you're doing something wrong because you're not having fun anymore. You gotta find a way to make it good for you. Like, I'm for real. And before I do that, too, Go Back Music, put all your links and stuff out there and tell them how to hit you up.
Hey, no doubt. Man, first of all, I want to thank everybody that tuned in and called in, show me love. Man, I really appreciate it. You know, it can't be put into words how much I do appreciate it, because at the end of the day, none of y'all had to call in at all. Y'all could have just been like, F dope. But I appreciate it. But, yeah, you know, it's dope ass music. Mr. Googleable, a.k.a. Mr. Bing Me. You know what I'm saying? So you just DOPEAZZMUZIK. You know what I'm saying? That's how you find me. You know what I mean? The new coin phrase, hey, Diva, I got to tell him. The new coin phrase is $100 heifer. Hey, if you don't know what that meaning is, if you don't know what that meaning is, that means if you, a female that costs you a minimum of $100 every time you see them, and the only female that costs me $100 every time I see her is my daughter. I love her to death. Shout out to my baby girl, Navi, all day, every day. Shout out to Disney for raping me today. I hate you, Disney. I hate you.
You should have known you was kicking out going to Disney, man. I'm trying to tell you, all right. Disney gets to that dollar. Hey, anybody that's listening in from Disney that know anybody from Disney, holler, tell them holler at Diva. I got that indie love. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We're about to get into this Diva Indie mix. Make sure you check me out on Spreaker, www.spreaker.com/DivaSpotRadio. Again, that's spreaker.com/DivaSpotRadio. And after we go from this indie mix, which I know y'all going to enjoy, we're going to take him to church and we're going to get up out of this thing because we came here to party.
This is Spreaker Web Radio.
Diva Radio, Diva Radio, Diva Diva, 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 Diva Radio, Diva Mary J.
Hold up! Yo, this the Wizard, J Dutch. You are now tuned in to the live Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
Another day, my brother, and they so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
It's just another day, my sister, and they so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
I wake up in the morning, take a piss, and take the man. Oh, I forgot to wash my hands. If you only knew I've been through, you'll be right here on this mic. When these lyrics too, I be like this to two. Get to care about designer, I'm a grinder. Don't let the situation get behind your recliner. Sitting at the top with no timer. I'm too grown for these, they all minor. Mentally stable content with my content. Spend 100 of them things on that nonsense. See when you die, you can't take it all with you. I get it, create the picture. You frosting my statistics, but it's not about that. Values and morality. I bring hip hop back to reality.
Another day, my brother, and they
so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
It's just another day, my sister, and they
so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
My generation curse, you live your life rehearsed. But back, blindfolded and reversed. It only gets worse, only the wild no church. That means
off like a rocket. Normal is irrational. My V-neck and some jeans is unfashionable. Yeah, I'm the voice of the hood where they be struggling. Beats in the trap, with a strap where they be doubling. Flashy isn't it, all of a sudden you're a target. I'm from a place where they fighting cause they starving. What's going on like Marvin? Half. I never knew my pappy, my dad. It's just another day, my brother, and they so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material. It's just another day, my sister, and they so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
They got
problems
in the air, models everywhere.
Fake, fast, and quick, that's not a real hair. But she don't even care, even though it's not factual. That's the material. Try to get the bigger. Yelling out in public like I am that. Suicide rise, got him leaning to the side. With the blow in the air, he can't open up his eyes. Fit, thick dress, swallowing the skin. You can see the hole, that's all she gotta do is bend. Whoa, that's that. Look at what you're teaching them. It's just a message from the preacher, they ain't teaching them. Stay true to yourself, you rather sell it out. It ain't too many things that people care about. Nice clothes, fat rock, big rack, big chain, snap back. It's just another day, my brother, and they
so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
It's just another day, my sister, and they
so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
One day, we will have to stand before the God of history, and we will talk in terms of things we've done. It seems that I can hear the God of history saying, that was not enough, but I was hungry, and you fed me not.
My mind's tripping like MLK is on long distance. I hear his wisdom, his speech makes my thoughts different. Closed mouth don't get fed, closed ears neither. Knowledge is money and the ATM will be the speaker. Power to reach a million souls, no comparing that. Huey Newton, mind frame, partner with your staring at. Keep a close knit, tight circle for the self-defense. Asking God about these activities that I'm meddling in. Losing the game means dying, man, I better win. Preacher man don't like my kind, man, I better sin. In the city living, ain't no love for my kind, bro. So we gotta hustle playing. Doesn't fucking pine slow, mind sharp, eyes low. Focus on the dream, though. Ask me what I mean, and I'ma ask you what you mean, yo. Martin had a dream, but he didn't really sleep, though. Y'all stay sleep, so the snooze is what you reach for. Mean, young queens turn to CEOs. Young kings get sick quick to see the CEOs. And they give us plenty booze smoke. But they'll never ever truly give us what we need, yo. And y'all still here begging for permission. Man, just listen.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro, that's nothing. What were you before the white man mean you a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have? What was yours? What language did you speak then? What was your name? It couldn't have been Smith or Jones or Butch or Powell. That wasn't your name. They don't have those kind of names where you and I came from. No, what was your name? And why don't you now know what your name was then? Where did it go? Where did you lose it? Who took it? And how did he take it? What tongue did you speak? How did the man take your tongue? Where is your history? How did the man wipe out your history? How did the man, what did the man do to make you as dumb as you are right now?
Malcolm spoke to me even though I wasn't black as he with me and I ain't know how to take that. Face facts, the fast lane is a racetrack. So if you ain't a white stripe, then you gotta stay black. I learned that way back in middle school. In fact, principal put his hands on me, I whooped him, he had to take that. Figured that he couldn't even call the law, not knowing in my city the people would've got off. Stupid, shit's propped up and still crooked. How to lose, keep it in your face and you overlook it. If blacks got all the crack, who showed them how to cook it? Fiends got the brown, but who showed them where to put it?
never raised. So my city full of lost souls, staring straight ahead, not knowing we at the crossroads. I don't say time for change, man, it's been that. People looking at me sideways, I can sense that. My own best friend, where your friends at? Try to stop my mission and I'ma have to defend that. Cause y'all still here begging for permission. Man, just listen.
Check this out. You can't be no more offended by my curses than what's really going on. That's real.
Feeling how I'm feeling on the inside. F-O-F-O.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
That thing is bittersweet. Y'all now tuned in live to the Front Line with Diva Ebony B. Front Line Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. That was definitely my indie mix, my Diva indie mix. Y'all make sure y'all check me out on Spreaker. If you want to get all the artists that was on there and download the songs, all you got to do is go to www.spreaker.com/Frontline Fridays. Again, that's www.spreaker.com/Frontline Fridays. And big shout out to Spreaker for their clarity. I'm very, very proud of that. And making it easy for a diva like me to make such a hot mix. Of course, I want to get y'all feedback. Call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Don't worry, I couldn't go in the building. What's going on, baby?
What's going on with y'all over there on West Coast? And I'm on the east side.
You know, Team No Filter in the building. What's up, cuz?
what it is, man.
You gotta pretend like we had church with grandma, so we can't be cussing on here, cause we gotta keep it, you know.
Why you gotta be at church with grandma? Why we can't have some clean dialogue? You gonna stop preparing me to ready? I'm telling you right now. You didn't bring me in. Let me get him real fast. You know how it goes, dude. You got to, he turned into a new nigga in 3.5 seconds. Why we got to be? why we got to be at church to have some clean dialogue? That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to be mean about it, but I'm just saying step your vocabulary up so we can talk about, you know, so we have a legitimate conversation without cussing in the church.
I was just talking. You know, we can't go no filter on the show. That's all I was trying to tell him. We can't go no filter on the show.
Yeah, we can't go into detail, but we can just talk about scratch and sniff because everybody know what that is. We can't tell you what kind. I got my Google Translate app up. I can have a conversation with y'all now.
Oh man,
you done insulted me, and I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either.
I want no hard feelings. Come on, tell us what you got going on, and tell us about the show. How to tune in, when to tune in, how to turn up. No filter.
Hey, we got a show every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday on BlasterThoughts.com. The number to the show is 323-693-3021. On Monday, you got this halfway crazy albino. He just got out of rehab and dope-ass music. And he got the, I can't even say them, but he got some grannies, and they come babysit for all you ladies that work in the entertainment field. So come check us out.
We appreciate that. What did you think about the mix, Cuzzo? How are you feeling it?
Oh yeah, I dig all music as long as I can understand what they be saying. I can't understand what they be saying. I delete it before anybody get to upload it.
Big, give us some feedback on the mix, baby.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty good, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that Fantasia song kind of just, like, did it for me, you know what I'm saying? So I had to, like, you know, had to mellow out after that, you know what I'm saying?
And that's what's sad. Yes?
I don't know what's up with this Jay Biggs not being turned up. I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. Jay, I mean, am I going to have to get on the plane, bro?
I think he had a session before he came to the show. What's going on, JV? You sound real down, baby. What's up?
Nah, man, you know, I've been working all day, you know what I'm saying? I've been locked in the studio, you know what I'm saying? I got a ton of music, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to J Real, man. I got, you know, Sam some, you know, I got music for the show. I got, you know, I've just been getting it in all day, you know, pretty much like all day in the studio, 24 hours. So, you know, I'm just sleeping, a little sleepy right now. I'm about to take my little break, give me a little coffee or whatever. You know what I mean?
All right. I guess that's what he's going to give us. But you can tell them niggas you roll with whatever you want, but you and I know what's going on. Give us some feedback, baby.
Oh, you already know. I was loving the mix. I mean, I like how you started off real Afrocentric. You know, and then you kind of eased it into some smooth R&B, made us. You know, you always do that. You build us up, then you let us down easy. So, you know, I'm always appreciating that. That first song, the material about the materialism. That song, I definitely need a copy of that. Now, the second song is the one with the Malcolm and the Martin and the Pac insert. I've already had my hooks into that one for a minute, but that first one I definitely need a bar of. And I mean, you always set the mood on the front line Friday, so, you know, I'm loving the mix. And I don't know what's going on with Space Age. You know, we gonna have to wake this cat up, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on with my boy, but, you know, I hope you got more excitement on the song than you do right now.
I did my thing on the song. song, man. You know, it's a come down right now. You know, it's just like the R&B at the end of the mix. I'm just coming down a little bit. That's all.
I understand it, man. I understand it. I just have to throw my little pun in there real quick, shoot at you, let you know you got love.
Yeah, but I definitely feeling it.
Go ahead.
I posted the mix to your page, too. The song that you heard was by Jay Dutch. Jay Dutch was actually on the front line about a month and a week ago, and it's called The Material. It is definitely hot. And you guys can actually go to www.spreaker.com/Frontline Fridays, and you can get the whole mix, and you can download each individual song a la carte. It'll go to my SoundCloud. So you definitely check that out. But if you really, J. Rilla Rose, I just posted it to your page. And if you need me to post it to yours, anybody else's too, I will do that. No problem.
Good looking, Queen.
That's definitely so. Let's go ahead and take him to church because I want to talk. And it's crazy because I was reading the word today. And it was basically talking about women withholding sex from their husbands. And that just is not a cool thing, ladies. We don't have to punish our men when we are frustrated with them. But guess what? When you do that, it can backfire on you. Be clear that this thing can backfire on you. Take it from a diva that knows. Let's take them to church.
From a Saturday night, but I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates. Cause they say I'm living wrong, which this won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work. So I'ma take them to church, 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 church.
We saw the college dreams with a hot drop right there. This word goes on today. It says withholding as punishment. He won't be getting any tonight, girl. And the scripture comes from 1 Corinthians verse chapter 7, verse 5. It says, "Defraud ye not one the other, except it be consist for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempts you not for your inconstancy." And that comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. The story goes to say, Darlene is very mad at her husband, Raymond. How dare he not give me the money she needed for that new dress? She will fix him by putting him on the couch for the next week or two. It's extremely hard for Darlene to have sex with her husband when she is mad at him, even over petty issues. Raymond gets very upset with Darlene's childish behavior. She once went a whole month without letting him touch her. Raymond loves Darlene and has always been faithful to her. But recently, he found a young single female coworker and began to have lunch with her on occasions. During Darlene's withholding episodes, he found himself imagining more than just a friendly relationship with his coworker. Raymond knew that he loved Darlene, and these thoughts were only circulating due to his physical need. He asked God to control those unwanted desires so that he would not give into shameful lust. Hopefully, there are lots of Raymonds in the world, but we all know that sometimes people will give into their desires. Do not allow temptation to enter your marriage. The word says that Satan will tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Try to satisfy your spouse. Do not withhold sex as a punishment. And never allow temptation of the body to enter your marriage. Application. Ladies and gentlemen, let's not get crazy here. Our spouses have needs. And as a spouse, we should satisfy those needs where possible. Do not allow the other woman or man to enter your house
because of your time, because of your own selfish behavior. Marriage is a give and take. Everything will not go your way all the time. Try to remember the last time you shared an intimate evening with your spouse. Plan a romantic evening and ask him or her out on a date. And I pray, Lord, I come to you today on bended knees, God, asking you to continue to bless the marriages out there, Lord, and the relationships. Give them the strength to continue to satisfy one another in a Christian way, Lord. Allow us to demonstrate our love for one another through our worship and actions. If we are angry, help us to find appropriate ways to work through it. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Still preaching and I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it into heaven gates, cause they say I'm living wrong, which this won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church, 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 church.
That's how we take them to church on the front line. Dope ass music, you got some feedback you wanna give, baby?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I need to say something. Now, if your woman can stay mad at you for a month and not give you something, that means you ain't putting it down correctly. Because I don't care how mad a woman gets. After a week, she's supposed to be feeling. Maybe she won't talk to you, but she going to want that. She going to want that. No doubt. But no, on the serious note, it's hard, you know, when a woman is emotional, like, so her vagina is attached to her emotional, so if she's emotionally not feeling you right at that moment, then she can't give you her of herself. And, I mean, you got to know that before you marry her, because, you know what I'm saying, if she can stay mad at you for long periods of time, you're going to be feeling, brother, and that devil's going to tap you on that shoulder because that young coworker's going to come through. But, you know what I'm saying, but at the end of the day, your job as a man is if she's mad at you, even if it's just to get the nookie, find a way to, don't go to sleep mad. Find a way to, you know what I'm saying, smooth it out just so you can get some and let her be mad at you the next day.
That's a point. And people do that. And you got two people mad at you. You got her mad at you, and then you got the box, the cupcake, the sunshine. You got that mad at you. That's definitely not something that you want to do. You always want to be able to go to your mate and talk to your mate. And ladies, if you having an issue with your man and you go and talk to him about it and it's a constant thing, maybe you need to make an executive decision and leave or be with yourself. Because, I mean, give the man a chance. First of all, women are more emotional, men are more practical. So you're thinking in the emotional way about the situation and he's thinking practical. So try to get on a practical level and see if you can be able to understand how he's feeling about it and how he's approaching it. Now, if you're having issues with respect, him coming in at a reasonable time or a respectful time and you know he ain't working late, or, you know, other women and carry on him flirtations, that's something that you don't need. Nobody needs that in a relationship. You got to write down the things. This is the reason why I fell in love with you. Sometimes you got to get to the point and say, look, baby, we've been going back and forth. My emotions is running high. Your emotions is running high. We got to take this to the Most High to break it down. So can we write down the reasons? Let's write down 10 reasons why we love each other or why we fell in love with each other. Because sometimes we get comfortable in relationships and we feel like we don't have to do the stuff that we did in the beginning. And that's real. Like, ladies, you know, you don't dress the way that you used to do, or you don't do the things you used to do, and you got comfortable because it's a second income now, and now you don't want to go to work. What is that? Why? I don't get that. Listen, for me personally, and this is
no trying to bring my kings down or whatever the case may be, but for me, I feel like my man should add to what I got. I would not allow a man to make or break me. So it's supposed to be 50-50. And if my man has a dry spell or he want to go back to school, I will be able to hold him down for 6 months. I'm going to be like, baby, I can hold you down for 6 months. And even if I have to downgrade on some cable or whatever for you to finish up your degree, that's fine. But, ladies, let's not try to use your husband, especially your husband. You're going to withhold the cupcake, the box from him. This is what's going to happen. The first few days, he's going to be like, all right, that's cool. I'll watch a flick or I'll watch some movies or I'm going to get focused on what I want to do. After a week or two, he ain't getting it. He's going to be looking somewhere else. Something is going to pass him. And by that month, most likely, he done cheated on you because you want to sit at home. You mad when he left. You mad when he came in the house. Instead of you being a nurturer, as you are, women, we have so much power. We can turn. We can slow down a Hurricane Katrina. We can turn the mood in an instant just by making our voices soft and say, baby, I need to talk to you. I got something that's seriously on my mind. Be submissive. It works every time.
Amen.
Jamie Realis. Cause he hung up on me when I said that. He's gonna say,
look. Wow. 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 Okay. this subject is real deep. Well, as far as the whole, you know, men after a month, you know, I know it's true in a lot of instances, but I know a lot of marriages, believe it or not, I know I'm not telling you nothing you don't know, but a lot of marriages go on for years like that. And yeah. A lot of men, they just shun it off. Hey, that's what it is. And a lot of marriages lose physical interest and certain things like that. And that's why I agree with the, you know, redating and trying to bring up things that you used to do that carried that spark. But if you go, you know, if you're mad at me over a materialist or we had an argument, you know, that's preferably what it usually is. You have an argument. Neither of you wants to cave on the argument and admit they're wrong. And then, you know, you go on for so many days or so many months without speaking, without having any physical contact. And, yes, we are practical. After a few weeks, we just like, fuck it. Like, I get it when I get it. You know, we at times we can be emotional individuals, and that's what plays into the cheating aspect because we do that little loneliness feeling that men don't like to talk about they get sits in. And then, you know, that one girl who know you married, because when you marry, that's when they all just come out the woodworks and try and get at you when you marry. When you're single, you spend so many times and so many lonely nights. When you get married, they're just trying to knock your door down. But my response to that for the women, as a man's aspect, is not just being submissive, but like Diva was saying, you got to realize that if this is the type of individual that you are and you know you are, don't set your bar so high for this man. He's just a man. He's just a man. You put all these expectations on him. He's already, you know, working hard. And I hate to say it, but, you know, and I know I'm going to get red flag for this one, but you women nag. You do. You nag. And you nag and nag and nag until what is done, until what you want done is done that specific way. And then I can do it and it's still not done right and still get this and that. So just like you said, you got to have a lot of temperament when it comes to a relationship. And withholding the sex, it can potentially lead into some cheating, or it can lead into your man thinking maybe you're cheating on him. You know, you go a month without touching me. I mean, shit, a man could be mad for 2 minutes. A woman could be mad for 2 months. We know this. But if you go a month without touching me, I'm going to think maybe you're touching on somebody else, or maybe somebody else is satisfying you in a way that I'm not. And all of a sudden, you've actually lost your good man because behind some double thought because nobody wanted to speak up and say how they felt. And that's how I feel on it. And then on the other side, matter of fact, on the other side, men, let me say something to the men. Stop pissing off these women, especially these black women. You know they're already on the edge. Their weaves is double wrapped and too tight. Leave these women alone. Sometimes we just got to give a black woman what she wants. Sometimes we got to stop trying to argue with her and realize that They are the leaders. We are the alpha males or whatever, and before the decision is supposed to be made, they're supposed to have the conversation with us, but they initiate the whole change in the first place. So stop trying to be boss hog all the time. Let your woman take control, as is the natural order of things, you know. Let your queen be a queen. Stop trying to be the king and then treat her like she's a slave or a servant or something, because when it comes down to it, she got more weight than you'll ever have. So we need to on both sides, we need to be observant over what's going on and stop dealing with these people if you're not ready to deal with this. Know this stuff. Like my boy said, know this stuff before you get especially married. You're going to get married. That's why look at how many divorces we got nowadays in this generation, because people meet each other. They feel that little butterfly in the stomach thing, everything good for the first 3 months of them lies, and then all them lies start turning into truths, and by 6-7 months, you realize you don't even like this motherfucker, let alone love him. You know what I'm saying? You're like, damn.
You're right about that. I want to highlight the top 12 signs it's time to move on from a relationship. Number one. Matter of fact, let's start at number 12. Number 12. When neither of you feel the same way about one each other. That's number 12. Number 11. When you stay on expecting things, to get better. So you stay and you're like, well, I expect them to get better. It's going to work out. Number 10, when the relationships hold you back, hence preventing both of you from growing as individuals. When the relationship holds you back from growing personally, spiritually, and professionally, it's time to move on. Number 9, when your fundamental values and beliefs are different. There's no need to be arguing with each other. You a Muslim, I'm a Mormon. You a Christian, I mean, you go to a non-denominational church, I'm a Jehovah's Witnesses. If your fundamental values and beliefs ain't the same, please don't waste each other's time and bring no kids into that. Number 8, when he or she puts little to no effort in the relationship. If you find yourself saying, wow, we've got to do this, and I'm always saying this, and I text you, you don't text me, I always call you, I'm always doing something, you ain't doing nothing for me, it's time to move on for that relationship. Number 7, when the same situation issues recur, even though you try addressing them. If the same issues come up and the same situation occurs, and you have tried to address them, and nothing is changing, it's time to move on from that relationship. I'm going to put this on my refrigerator. Number 6, when he or she is causing you emotional, physical, and verbal hurt. That's a non-negotiable. Emotional hurt, physical hurt, and verbal, like, that's not love. Love is part-time, full-time, all the time, and that's how it's going to be. And if you relate to it, I will write you up and fire you. That's just it. Number 5, when you keep justifying his or her actions to yourself. Oh, he only did that because I did this. And, if I wouldn't have said that, he wouldn't have said this. And if I would have just calmed down and waited, then he wouldn't have been with him or her, or she wouldn't have been with him. And, well, because what I did back in the day, my karma is coming back around. No. Number 4, when you stay on expecting him or her to change, you got high hopes for them to change. You're the only one just expecting them to change, and they ain't changing. That's number 4. That's another sign of you to move on out of a relationship. Number 3, when he or she is expecting you to change. When they're expecting you to change, it'd be like, oh, when I met you, I met you in the club or whatever, and we always party in the beginning, now I want you to change your life. I want you to stop smoking. I want you to stop drinking. I want you to become a church man, or I want you to go out more. I want you to do this. If somebody is expecting you to change, then you need to go ahead and move on, especially if you're not willing to change at all. Number 2, when the relationship brings you more pain than joy, when you're always in pain, when you're always thinking about the hurt and the pain that that person gave to you or made you feel. If you always reminiscing on something that they said hurt you, something that they did, they cheated on you, they had a baby on you, they lied to you, they stole from you, they hit you. If it's bringing you more pain than joy, that is definitely a sign to move on. And number one, the top 12 reason or sign when it's time to move on from a relationship is when you live in the past memories more than the present. When you keep reminiscing about everything that it used to be and how it used to go and what y'all used to do and y'all ain't doing none of those things in the future, it's time to move on. And that is your top 12 signs of you knowing that it's time to move on from the relationship.
I'm assuming that if he's a serial killer, that's number 13. That didn't make the top 12 if he's a serial killer.
Yeah, I'm so fast music. Yeah, if he's a serial
killer. Hey, serial killers need love too. His wife might just want to go on a killing spree with him. You know, they Bonnie and Clyde. And, hey, I don't pass nothing past nobody. Donald might have had a girlfriend helping him out. You never know.
Really, you better watch what you put out to the atmosphere and come back because a whole bunch of serial killers just said, well, really, the rules just justified it. He said it's okay.
They're going to have a Jay Realist, you know what I'm saying, like an appreciation day. And Jay Realist, man, he said that it's all right. I always need somebody to kill with me. You know what I'm saying? The family to kill together, stay together.
Stay together. I mean, damn. You're going to go to jail separate, but, you know, because they don't put men and women in the same jail. But, you know, maybe you can get some visits.
Y'all
just a little comedy relief.
The little comedy relief, comedy hour, only on Diva Spot, man. Let's get to this hot track by Jay Ritterillis, Jay Biggs, and Tony Lyric. We came here to party. And then when we come back, we'll give our shout outs and get out of this thing. Let's go.
East to West. Tony Lyric, Jay Biggs, the world. Buzz Bizarre, Dope Ass Bizarre Music. What's fucking with us? Nothing?
Nothing.
We ain't come into that though. You already know. We came here to party.
We came here to party. So I'm gonna send this dance while you move your body. It's a party, baby.
So sip some, get your mind right. And put a sack on that ass, get your grind right.
We came here to party. So I'm gonna send this dance while you move your body. It's a party, baby.
So I'm from PG, but ain't shit young about me, except for maybe the cars and all this money around me. 100,000 got the top of broad running around it. I make your girl rain, now I got your honey drowning. But fuck the life jacket, all my niggas right smashing. Shot it like rappers with ice flashing and ice bracket. I'm with my niggas on the weapon, sound right slapping. Red down, head to toe, it look like bragging. But man, we just came here for the recipe, like Kendrick say. Bitches weather and the film, my chocolate bleed. Got coronas with lime, broad popping ecstasy. It's all cake, cake, no, say it ain't no ecstasy.
No ecstasy.
You been on the left. Cush on the right, head high, eyes low, putting on the night. DMV to the bay, got him fucking with him. So what's left to say except how many coming with him?
We came here to party, so I'ma send this cash while you move your body. It's a party, baby.
So
Some
of
your
mind,
right?
And put a sack on that ass.
It's
a
party,
baby.
Don't
sit in a house.
tip them. Ever be your voice, never tricking, rubber in a tail, never slipping. Got mine on money, money on my mind, pocket full of condoms and a handful of knives.
We came here to party, so I'ma get this cash for you, move your body, it's a party.
I'ma give myself a bailout.
Kylie Dreams, you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tate Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com. Stars, boy!
Yes, a star is definitely born. Big shout out to my boy Tay Black. He ain't taking no slack. One of the hardest working men I know. He's definitely getting in for that South by Southwest movement that's going to be coming in March. I think it's March the 5th to the 8th. But big shout out to Tay Black, putting independent artists on the map, man. So he's definitely doing his thing, and we hold him down on Frontline Fridays. Dope-ass music, it has been a pleasure having you on the front line. You're more than welcome to come back any time. And, of course, you've been pouring your own Kool-Aid since you've been here. But we appreciate you and your music, all your collabs, all your grind, everything that you have been doing. And it just has been a wonderful thing to have another soldier putting their music on the front line. So enjoy yourself with me, King.
Hey, no doubt, no doubt. Shout out to you, Diva. You know what I'm saying? You know you family. You know what I mean? Hey, for everybody that don't know, man, you know what I'm saying? The motto is when you mess with dope, pour the Kool-Aid's in the refrigerator, the chicken's on the stove, shoes off, because you're now at my home. So, you know, it's always a pleasure, Diva. You know, I got to come through. Shout out to Jay Reels, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it crackin', you know what I'm saying? My comedy co-host, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and shout out to baby daddy number 3, Tay Black. You know what I'm saying? Obama's number 1, I'm number 2. I'm sorry, the movie's still number 3, Tay. And shout out to my best Jay Biggs and everybody that called in today. Just show me love and show Diva love. I mean, and make sure y'all tune in because you know what I'm saying? Monday. You know, we go hamburger on No Filter. Shout out to Cuzzo, my crazy co-host on No Filter. You know what I mean? Shout out to Blast. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ladies Love Music. Shout out to everybody, man. I'm just happy. Hey, great.
That's how it's supposed to be. I want to say thank you and squad up to everybody that tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. If you want to get interviewed, promoted, and spin, holler at me at 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739. And check out the Independent Connect. We are actually getting artists booked for 5 days a week on 5 different radio stations. 30-day strong push. You're going to get featured on 5 different sites. And on top of that, you will be on the Independent Connect mixtape. So hit us up, 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739. Big shout out to Slate Stone. He is an artist that's rocking with the Independent Connect, and he will be booked all week next week doing interviews with HME Radio. Blast Your Thoughts, No Filter. Also with Blast and Keep It Moving Radio, Diva Scott Radio, and the D Hour Show. So y'all make sure y'all check us out. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm out of here, y'all. I got a date.